He was an all-star. He was a silver slugger. And now he's hanging out with us, along with Matt Stymetz. Roxy Bernstein with you, 95.7 The Game. A pleasure, as always, to welcome into the show Rich Aurelia, NBC Sports Bay Area Giants analyst, former Giants shortstop. Rich, again, thanks as always for coming on. I know that it's not necessarily the best topic to talk about right now because with the Giants' struggles, but Madison Bumgarner at least is back. Now, how would you handle Madison Bumgarner with his return? Because let's face it, this is a team that's not going to the playoffs this year. You're looking forward to 2018. What would you do with Bumgarner?
Well, you know, one, I think they have to make sure he's healthy over a consistent number of starts. I think he looks healthy in my mind over these first two starts. He just made, you know, a few mistakes in both starts and left some balls over the plate. So that shows me, you know, typically for him, he doesn't make those mistakes. So it tells me that he's not quite at the top of his game yet, but he looks healthy. And I think the way the Giants should proceed with this is to basically take it start by start. I mean, if they get late in the year and there's no need to really put him out there again and get any more wear and tear on that arm, you know, then bring up a, you know, AAA guy to make a start if he's on the roster or something like that. But you're right, they're not going anywhere fast this year. They're already thinking ahead to 2018, and I think the main goal for them with Bum is to see how his health is and then basically pick up an option that he has on the table for next year, possibly one he has on the table for the year after that also.
Rich, you had talked about they're not going anywhere this year, and it's mostly about 2018. That's my big question. Is what's happening right now a one-year blip, or is this going to take 2-3 years to turn around?
Well, from what we're all hearing from the organization, I mean, the people that make the decisions, they seem to think this is just a one-year thing. And if they're making comments to the media that, hey, we've reiterated to these players that we're going to try and keep this team together and we want to make another run next year. I mean, you have to think that, you know, those guys would know best. You look at this year as a whole, and I mean, in all reality, besides Buster, has anyone really played up to their potential? Brandon Belt has a bunch of home runs, but otherwise, that's it. I mean, I don't think anybody else is really, you know, tearing the cover off the ball or playing up to the level that we were used to seeing them play. So it could be a blip in the screen. This is a core group that they've had now for a number of years. And yeah, they're getting older, but, you know, the only one who really, I mean, has some age on them is Hunter Pence and maybe Denard Span. But Denard's playing, you know, he's one of our best players right now at play. So I think they've made this commitment to stick with this core bunch. And you know, I think mainly they have to go out and find, you know, some rotation help, definitely some bullpen help. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do in left field yet. I don't think we've seen enough of Slater, and now he's down for a while. So that could be another question mark.
Rich, in the worst fears for the Giants front office, Giants fans, even for you watching this team, could you have envisioned that this would happen and the team would be this poor this season?
No, not to any stretch of my imagination. You know, I figured coming into this season, they would contend for a National League West crown and definitely be in the mix for a wild card. And, you know, listen, even if they were playing great baseball right now, they're still going to be 10 games back behind the Dodgers. Those guys are world beaters right now. So, no, not in any stretch of the imagination was this anywhere in my mind, and I don't think it was in any of their minds either. I think it just kind of happened really fast. And usually these things happen slowly. This just happened right out of the gate this year, and it really hasn't stopped.
Rich, obviously Hunter Pence is struggling this year. He's been hurt. He's getting up there. I'm looking at your career numbers, and you obviously had a terrific career. You played till you're 37, and you just mentioned how sometimes things happen in a hurry. What happens to you at 36, 37? You hit 283 the year before your last year. How did you know that it was over? What happens?
You know, it just kind of, you know, listen, when you're playing and you're in it, you know, you always think you can play. That's what you're bred to do. That's what your job is. And, you know, I think that sometimes you just get to a point and an age where you play every day where your body just doesn't react the way you're used to it reacting. Your hands aren't as quick at the plate. Maybe your reaction time isn't good. Your first step quickness on defense maybe isn't quite there anymore. And you don't feel any different. But I don't think you really get it until it's over.
Right.
And I think, you know, you're using my numbers as an example. I mean, when I came back to the Giants in 07, you know, I was with Cincinnati 2 years prior. And I don't want to say I was a utility guy, but I was a guy who didn't play every day. I probably played like 5 days a week. And other weeks I played 4 days a week, and I moved around at different positions. So I think that kept me fresher. I kind of did the same thing when I got back to the Giants. 07, I had some neck issues, so that's why, I mean, I was hurt all year. But in 08, I came back, and again, I played in a good amount of games, but I wasn't out there every day. And I had a pretty decent season for a guy that only had, I don't know how many at-bats I had.
440.
Yeah. So I thought as a guy coming off the bench, I mean, I thought I had a pretty good year. But then in 09, I mean, it's just, you know, a combination of not getting really any playing time and getting a year older. And it's a little harder, too, when you're older. It's okay if you pinch hit. But, you know, when you're sitting there for 10 days at a time without getting an at-bat and you're expected to produce when you get in there, it's kind of hard to do because you get old.
Sorry.
Your body just doesn't function.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rich. You had 407 at bats. It was 440 plate appearances. My bad there.
Yeah, no worries. You're not hurting my feelings.
Rich Aurelio with us here on 95.7 The Game. And speaking of a player who has come back to the Giants, or at least it's being rumored that he's coming back, is Pablo Sandoval. The Giants are waiting for him to clear waivers, by all reports, and that he could sign a minor league deal with the Giants. First off, what do you make of him possibly coming back, and what does he have left with the Giants taking a chance by bringing him back?
Well, one, I don't know what he has left. I don't think anybody does because he hasn't played. You know, he played that first year in Boston, didn't play very well, and then he's kind of been hurt, not played much the last 2 years. You know, what I'm hearing, he's in shape, he's lighter. And as far as them bringing him back, I mean, I get it in one sense, in the sense of that, hey, if we can catch lightning in a bottle, great. You know, the fans always loved him. If he could prove he could hit AAA or whatever, we'll bring him up, give him a chance to play a little bit. But I'm not, and granted, Boston's paying, so you're really not losing anything there, just a prorated amount of minimum. Then I look at the flip side, and I'm like, this is a team that just said we need to get younger, quicker,
more athletic.
Durable, more athletic, and this move goes against all that. So I think it just remains to be seen what happens with this. I don't think it's a drop-dead, hey, Pablo Sandoval's coming back. I mean, he's going to have to go down to Sacramento or wherever they're going to send him. He's going to have to show he can play every day and hit for a couple weeks, and then a decision will be made. Because then you get to the point of you got to put him on your 40-man roster, and who are you going to take off the 40-man roster? So there's a lot of things that play into it. Don't know how it's going to play out, but I'm sure we'll hear some kind of news today one way or the other.
And, Rich, what about the last thing for you? When he left, he trashed this clubhouse.
Yeah.
He took shots at the Giants. I can't imagine that sits well with the guys that are still in that clubhouse.
I don't know. This is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a couple people that really don't care, and I'm sure there's a bunch of people that are like, great, this guy badmouthed us on the way out the door. Pretty much everybody, except for Boach and Pence. So
they're cool with it.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know how that is going to be taken in that clubhouse. And, you know, you can't really say I mean, what can you say to take that away? You can't. I mean, if you're going to say, oh, I was frustrated with the team because they were trying to work on a deal and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? From what we know, they offered you the same deal that Boston did and you turned it down. So I don't really have an answer. I like Pablo. I played with him.
Uh-huh.
Good guy. He's a fun guy. You know, same time, you try not to burn bridges because you never know when you're going to come back over that bridge again.
I was just kidding. I take it back. I didn't mean anything by it, I swear.
Yeah, it was a joke on my way out the door.
Hey, Emily Letella, never mind. Remember the old Gilda Radner character on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. Well, Rich, thanks so much for the time, as always. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, have a great day.
Rich Aurelia, Giants analyst from NBC Sports Bay Area.